Inside you this morning, sing it with all your hearts. Oh, I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. Oh, let all creation testify, let this life within me cry. Let this life within me cry, I know my Redeemer lives. Amen. How many know He lives this morning? Amen. Certainly it's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. I tell you, I've got a friend on Facebook. He's a claimed atheist, and he posts all this stuff. I finally kind of had to hide him a little bit. I was tired of seeing it, but the more he posted about being an atheist, the more I believe there was a God. It's like everything he posted just pointed to we had a Redeemer, amen, that lives. I'm so glad this morning. Amen. Turn around, shake somebody's hand. Amen. This morning, greet him in the name of the Lord. Let's sing that, a little more of that this morning. I know my Redeemer. Oh, I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. Oh, let all creation testify, let this life within me cry. Let this life within me cry, I know. Oh, sing it with all your hearts this morning. Oh, yes, I know. Testify, let this life within me cry. I know my Redeemer. Oh, I think he wants to hear it one more time. Oh, yes, I know. Oh, my Redeemer lives. Oh, I know my Redeemer lives. Oh, let all creation testify.
let me cry. I know my Redeemer lives.
Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Amen. Just have a couple of requests. You can just remain standing this morning. Brother Robert Marrero wants to thank the church for praying for him and his daughter. They've arrived home safely from Puerto Rico. So we certainly want to thank the Lord for his safe return home. Amen. To New York. Sister Bonnie Potter said, like to please welcome her son, whether this morning, Davy Potter, where might they be this morning? Back here. Amen. Give him a hand clap this morning. Amen. Certainly want to welcome you. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Any visitors to the Wiz this morning? Brother Carter Lawson wants us to remember his nephew, Scotty. Really needs prayer this morning. Ben Gould's had asked prayer for Alex this morning. I had to take her back to the ER. Was in extreme pain. Prayers are appreciated this morning. Amen. I know she had some, I believe, kidney stones removed on Thursday, I believe it was. So we certainly want to remember her this morning in our prayers. Amen. Also, Sister Janet Payne turns in a testimony and a prayer request. I want to thank the Lord, thank the church for their prayers for her son. He came through surgery very well. Still remember him as he heals both body, spirit, and soul this morning. So we certainly thank the Lord for the testimony there and want to continue to remember him this morning in our prayers. Amen. Brother John Horniak, would you come this morning? Take us to the Lord in prayer. Amen. How many has a need upon your heart this morning? Amen. I know the Lord is mindful of all of our needs. Amen. Just remember the ones in the assembly that's sick this morning. Amen. Ones that couldn't be here. Also the ones that, Brother Keith, just continue to remember you this morning in prayer.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we certainly count it a privilege, Lord Jesus, to be in this presence, Father. Lord Jesus, what an opportunity we have presented for us today, Lord. Lord Jesus, first you granted us our right minds, Lord Jesus, to have the desire to come here, Father. And not, Lord Jesus, just to see one another, Father, but to see you. Lord, what a privilege, what a wonderful gift that you've given us, Lord Jesus, to be able to come, Lord, and assemble ourselves together, Father, and gather another piece of heaven, Father God, right here on earth, Lord. How great you are and how mighty you are, Lord Jesus. And we thank you so much for that opportunity, Father. And Lord Jesus, these prayer requests I hold in my hand, Father. Lord, these are also opportunities, Lord. We've heard many testimonies out of these, Lord. We want to thank you for those, Lord Jesus. But we want to see more of this, Lord. We don't want to stop with those little those things that you've done, Father. But we want more, Lord. We want to be greedy in the way of watching you work, Father. Lord Jesus, you want us to ask, Father, so we're laying them down at your altar and we're presenting them to you, Father, and saying, Lord, show us how great you are once again, Lord. Once again, Lord Jesus, like Samson, Father God, we pray that you would just move, Father God, for each of these requests, Lord. And as this service progresses, Father God, may your worship, may we worship you, Lord, like you love to be worshiped, Father. May we put everything else aside. May we just focus in on you, Lord Jesus, and lift you up in the way that you deserve, Father. Anoint the musicians, Lord. Anoint the minister as he comes forth, Lord. Lord Jesus, we've come here to get closer to you, Father. And we believe with all our hearts, we've come with that expectation, Father. We love you and we thank you for it, Lord Jesus, in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Let's just sing this song this morning. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. Amen. I don't believe any other name this morning that we could call upon that would be greater than the name of Jesus this morning. Let's sing that this morning as brothers would come lift the morning offering. Amen. Certainly appreciated the word of the Lord last night. I'm so glad he restored our soul. Amen. He came looking for me. He left the 99 and came looking for me. Amen. Aren't you glad? Let's sing that this morning. Oh, we've got the power in the name of Jesus. Oh, we've got the power in the name of the Lord. No Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. Oh, we've got the power
name of the Lord. Oh, give me your hand. Let's agree together that all our enemies will crumble at our feet. Whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And at the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. Oh, we've got the power in the name of Jesus. Oh, we've got the power in the name of the Lord. No Satan rages. We cannot be defeated. Oh, we've got the power in the name of the Lord. Oh, for many years now, Satan's tried to stop us. Oh, but the bride of Jesus, she's still alive. Oh, and like a mighty army, we keep marching onward. Oh, winning every battle with the Lord by our side. Oh, we've got the power. Oh, we've got the power in the name of the Lord. No Satan rages. Oh, we will not be defeated. Oh, we've got the power. Oh, let's sing that second verse again. Oh, for many years now, Satan's tried to stop us. Oh, but the church of Jesus is still alive. And like a mighty army, we keep marching onward. Oh, winning every battle with the Lord by our side. Oh, got the power in the name of Jesus. Oh, we've got the power in the name of the Lord. No Satan rages. Oh, we cannot be. Oh, aren't you so glad? Oh, we've got the power. Sing it again. Oh, we've got the power in the name of Jesus. Oh, we've got the power in the name of the Lord. No Satan rages. We cannot be defeated. Oh, we've got the power in the name of the Lord. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Amen. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated this morning. Amen. Let's sing this little chorus, key of G. Oh, let the worshipers arise. Oh, let the sons and the daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King. Was that your desire? Oh, let the worshipers rise. Oh, I'm surrendering. Oh, I surrender to the King.
Father, I see that you are drawing a line in the sand. I want to be standing by your side, Lord, holding your hand. So let your kingdom come, Lord, let it live in me. This is my prayer. I hear it growing louder, the song of your redeemed. As the saints of every nation, they're awakening to sing. From our hearts there comes an anthem, oh, hear our praises ring. This is a song to the King of Kings.
Oh, let the worshipers arise.
Praise Him this morning. Amen. Amen. You can be seated this morning.
Everywhere. just to show me the way. God walks in the storm, the rain and the sunshine. He walks on the billows or through glimmering light. Helps me walk up the mountain.
Comes down to us. Amen. Aren't you so glad? No matter where we were, you know, I was sitting in church a couple weeks ago, and you know how the devil, Brother Donnie said, he's the most faithful member we have. So here he comes marching down the aisle, stands right next to me. He says, you know where you were a couple of years ago, two or three years ago? I said, yes, and thank you for reminding me. Look at the grace of God in my life. Amen. So I think he might have just left and went on over to somebody else at that point. Amen. Let's just stand on our feet. Brother David would come this morning. I trust you come expecting, amen, and believing. Let's just sing this little song this morning. I believe he's coming back. Brother Harry's going to lead us in the first verse. He says he's sick, but I don't hear it in his voice. I think he's just trying to get out of singing this weekend. Amen.
High upon a mountain, from where he ascended, the angel of the Lord declared that it would be. He said, don't you stand here grieving, 'cause this one that you see leaving in like manner's coming back, just like he said.
Oh, and I believe he's coming back
like he said.
I believe that the trumpet's gonna sound so loud, he'll resurrect the dead. Oh, in the twinkling of an eye, oh, he'll split the eastern sky. I believe he's coming back just like he said.
Oh, and I believe the time is nearing.
Amen.
That will soon see his is appearing. I wish this would be the hour. Oh, I wish this would be the day when that bride from every nation, we start to lose gravitation in the middle of the air. Be caught said. Oh, I believe he's coming back like he said. I believe a trumpet's gonna sound so loud, it'll resurrect the dead. And in the twinkling of an eye, he's gonna split the eastern sky. I believe he's coming back like he said. Oh, I believe he's coming back like he said. I believe the trumpet's gonna sound so loud, it's gonna resurrect our
say. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You love him this morning? Amen. Appreciate him this morning. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Just like to read this to you. I think I might have read it here before, but I thought about reading it again because I read that quote last night where Brother Branham said we're Christians are supposed to be rugged, not babied. We don't want to be a hothouse plant. So I just want to read this to you before we get started in the Word this morning. It says, I am a soldier. How many's a soldier this morning? Amen. It says, I am a soldier in the army of my God. The Lord Jesus Christ is my commanding officer. The Holy Bible is my code of conduct. Faith, prayer, and the Word are my weapons of warfare. I have been taught by the Holy Spirit, trained by experience, tried by adversity, and tested by fire. I'm a volunteer in this army, and I'm enlisted for eternity. I will either retire in this army at the rapture or die in this army, but I will not get out, sell out, be talked out, or pushed out. I'm faithful, reliable, capable, and dependable. If my God needs me, I am there. If he needs me in the Sunday school to teach the children, work with the youth, help adults, or just sit and learn, he can use me because I am there. I'm a soldier. I am not a baby. I do not need to be pampered, petted, primed up, pumped up, picked up, or pepped up. I am a soldier. No one has to call me, remind me, write me, visit me, entice me, or lure me. Yeah. Hallelujah. It says, I am a soldier. I am not a wimp. I'm in place, saluting my king, obeying his orders, praising his name, and building his kingdom. No one has to send me flowers, gifts, food, cards, candy, or give me handouts. I do not need to be cuddled, cratered, cared for, or catered to. I am committed. I cannot have my feelings hurt bad enough to turn me around. I cannot be discouraged enough to turn me aside. I cannot lose enough to cause me to quit. When Jesus called me into this army, I had nothing. If I end up with nothing, I will still come out ahead. I will win.
I am more than a conqueror. I will always triumph. I can do all things through Christ. Devils cannot defeat me. People cannot disillusion me. Weather cannot weary me. Sickness cannot stop me. Battles cannot beat me. Money cannot buy me. Governments cannot silence me. And hell cannot handle me. Amen. I am a soldier. Even death cannot destroy me. For when my commander calls me from this battlefield, he will promote me to captain and then allow me to rule with him. I'm a soldier in the army and I'm marching claiming victory. I will not give up. I will not turn around. I'm a soldier marching heaven bound. I'm a soldier. Here I stand. Will you stand with me? Guess what? If you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and been baptized for the remission of your sins, you're already enlisted. Question is, which part of the service are you in? Active duty, serving the Lord faithfully, daily, and on duty 24/7. Reserve status, serving only when called upon or twice a year, Christmas and Easter. Guard status, backing up the active duty group, or AWOL, absent without the Lord. Think about it. Keep looking up to God and know He is truly and always looking down at you. You a soldier this morning? I am. Amen. I'm a soldier. I thank God for it. Let's stand together. Amen. Have your Bibles this morning. Turn with me to the book of St. John's Gospel, the 15th chapter. Be coming from a portion of Scripture. Just one Scripture there, the 13th. But before we do that, let's just speak to the author. How many's got a need this morning? Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, once again, Lord, we come to you realizing, Father, that you're still Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord God. And Lord, we're reminded, Lord, once again of the prayer requests and the sickness and different things amongst us, Lord God. But Lord, we know, Lord God, that you're in charge of everything, Lord God. And Lord, we're a soldier. We don't have to be babied. We don't have to be cuddled to. Lord God, death cannot destroy us. Sickness cannot harm us, oh God. We're a soldier marching heaven bound, Father. And so this morning, Lord, we want to try, Lord, or endeavor, Lord, with the best of our ability to say something that would bless your people this morning or help your bride here this morning, Father. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you just be with us, oh God. Help us, oh God. You saw the hands. You know what was behind each and every hand before it was raised. Just speak to our hearts this morning through your word, oh God. Touch and heal the sick. Save the lost. Fill all with the Holy Ghost this morning, God. And Lord God, if there be one that's out of the fold this morning, I pray, Lord, before this service is over, Lord, that we can help them get back in the fold this morning. Grant it, Father. We love you and we appreciate you, Lord, for your goodness to us, Lord. Lord, we just ask, Lord, you to just move the vessel aside, Father, and you do the speaking. Lord, anoint me, use me, Father, use my lips this morning. Help me, Lord, to say the things that you would want me to say. Refrain from those things that you would not want me to say. Anoint the hearts and ears of the listener, Father, that they may be able to hear and receive those things that they have need of, Father. And we'll be careful to give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it all. For we ask these things in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And God's people said, amen. St. John 15:13, it says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of the word. You may be seated. I'd like to speak upon a little thought this morning, and maybe I got some statements wrote out here and what the prophet God said about some of these things, and we just want to maybe preach off these statements this morning. But I want to speak on the greatest love story of all. The greatest love story of all. Amen. And so during the course of this sermon, we're going to look at the love letter. We're going to look at courtship. We're going to look at the engagement, the marriage certificate, the wedding band, the wedding garment. We're going to look at the wedding supper, or the wedding ceremony, the wedding supper, the honeymoon, and then the future home. So we want to look at those things this morning by God's grace. Amen. So the greatest love story of all. And I think this Bible, it's God's love letter to us. Amen. And I believe it's the greatest love story there is. Amen. And then, you know, it's just a, You know, like somebody said one time, it's history. You know, and if you want, if you like to read, you know, it's the Bible of God contains a whole lot. It contains history, contains wars, and if you like wars and battles, it contains that. And but it can, it's also a love letter from God to us. Amen. And the scripture says, greater love hath no man, that we read, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Amen. And I'm so glad that I'm considered this morning to be a friend to Jesus. Amen. To be a friend to Christ. Because I believe that Christ laid down his life for me. Amen. You got to put your name in that yourself. Amen. That he laid down his life for you. I believe that this morning, if I'd have been the only one there on earth, he'd have laid down his life for me. You got to believe it that way too. If you was the only one here this morning, amen. If you're the only one here, it'd come just this way for you this morning. Amen. So I believe Jesus is the best friend we could ever have. Amen. And I want to be his friend this morning. The scripture declares that Abraham was his friend. Oh, just to be his friend. I've never had a friend like him. Amen. You've never had a friend like you, like him. Or you say, well, I got friends here on earth, and I got friends in the church, and I got friends on the job, but them friends can disappoint you. Amen. Them friends can discourage you. Them friends can let you down. But the friend I'm talking about this morning, he's never let me down. You say, well, Brother David, you prayed and it seems like you've not got your prayer answered. He's still not letting me down because he knows what's best for me. I may think this is the best way or that's the best way, but he knows the best way for me. Amen. Abraham was such a friend to him that Abraham washed his feet and fed him. Oh, hallelujah. I want to be that kind of friend. Amen. That when we have communion and foot washing, that when I'm washing the brother's feet, I can say that's Christ's feet that I'm washing. Amen. We sing this song. I just want to read it to you because I'm not a singer. But it's, what a friend. Just listen to the words. It says, what a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. All our sins and griefs to bear. Nobody can do that but him. Amen. Amen. You may talk about somebody or go to somebody and try to tell them your problems and your needs and everything, but they may say, well, but they can't bear them like Jesus could. What a friend we have in him this morning. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. We and me and you this morning have a privilege. Amen, Brother Harry, to carry everything to him in prayer. Amen. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Yeah. I like peace. Yeah. Amen. It says, oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Hey, I don't like pain. And I believe a lot of us, if we'd be honest, we don't like pain. We don't like to hurt. We don't like to suffer in the natural, in the spiritual. We don't like to suffer. We don't like pain. Amen. We don't like struggling. He said, but oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to him in prayer, to God in prayer. Amen. You want peace? You don't want that pain? Carry it to him in prayer. Amen. It says, have we trials and temptations? I say amen. Is there trouble anywhere? Everywhere you look, there's trouble. He said, well, I'm going to quit this church and go to... Well, when you get there, trouble's there. Amen. Trouble's there. He said, is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? I say, no, sir. We can't find a friend so faithful. Like I said, I may fail you, I may disappoint you, but he never will. Who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. take it to the Lord in prayer? Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Oh, I'm so glad this morning that He's my refuge this morning. When I need a place of safety, when all hell is against me, all the fiery darts of Satan are coming after me, I got a refuge this morning, and that's in Him. Amen. I ain't got a refuge in nothing else but in Him. Amen. I got a refuge in Him this morning, and He's still that refuge. It says, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends, these spies, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In His arms He'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Amen. I'm so glad that I found that solace this morning, and it's in Him. Amen. He loves us this morning. Amen. He loves us just the way we are. Amen. We don't have to quit anything. You just come to Him. He'll quit it for you. Amen. I want to throw all my cares upon Him, for He cared for me. Oh, I got a friend this morning. And the scripture says, greater love hath no man than a man would lay down his life for his friends. I'm glad that Christ came and He laid down His life for me. He was beaten for me. He was whipped for me. He was bruised for me. The chastisement of my peace was upon Him, and by His stripes I'm healed this morning. Oh, what a friend. Amen. What a love story. Amen, that this man, amen, who knew me, amen, could come and leave His throne in glory to take on the form of man, to die death so horrible, to purchase me back. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. Amen. Oh, He loves us this morning. He knows everything there is about us. So ain't no use to hide. Amen. Let's just settle down this morning and have church. Amen. Amen. Hey, everybody done passing down the road saw you come in this morning, so we might as well enjoy ourselves. Amen. We might as well give God our best this morning. We might as well put everything we got into it this morning. Amen. Oh, and He knows all about us, and He still accepts us completely. In fact, that's why He laid down His life for us on the cross, so we could become acceptable. Amen. Amen. And have an intimate relationship with Him through His sacrificial death. Brother Branham said it like this on Souls in Prison. He said we should always feel that way toward one another. He said, we must feel that way to another. Because as we love one another, we love God. Amen. You just look around this morning. Amen. We all got differences. We all got different opinions. We all got different likes. Amen. But we still should love one another. I may not like what you like, you may not like what I like, but hey, we all have got one thing in common, and that's Christ. Amen. Amen. You remember when that lawyer, Brother Bram, told his story, and I don't think he just told a story to be telling a story. Amen. Though I got some time left, I guess I'll tell. But you remember this couple was going through a divorce. And the lawyer said, well, you go in the house and start separating everything. So they started separating everything in the house, in the kitchen, in the living room, in the bedroom. Started, well, you take this, I'll take this. They went into the attic. They opened this trunk, and they seen a pair of baby booties. And they both reached for it at the same time, and their hands grasped each other. Hey, man, they had something in common. Something that, through their union together, that they shared. Hey, man. They called the divorce off. Amen. Oh, we all got something in common. Like we said, we may have differences. You might like this and you may like this, but we all got something in common, and that's Christ Jesus. Amen. And this message of the hour. Hallelujah. He said, we should, because as we love one another, we love God. He said, can you hate your brother whom you have seen and say you love God you who you have not seen? We must love each other. Amen. Greater love has no man than that he would lay down his life for his enemies, that they might become his friends. Amen. One time, I was his enemy. You were his enemy. Amen. But he laid down his life for his enemies that we might become his friends. Amen. I say thank you, Lord. Amen. Look in Colossians. What were we there? Colossians chapter 1, verse 19. Amen. It said, for it pleased the Father that in him, Christ, should all fullness dwell. Said it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. That's Colossians chapter 1 verse 19. Verse 20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross. Talking about Christ. By Christ to reconcile all things unto himself. By him I say whether there be things in earth or things in heaven. Verse 21. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind. See, at one time, me and you were alienated from him, hostile in our own ways, in our thinking, in our minds. We were enemies to Christ and his cause. Amen. Amen. We were alienated from him. This is in you, verse 21. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now have he, Christ, reconciled. Amen. I'm so glad he reconciled me this morning. Verse 22 says, in the body of whose flesh? Christ's flesh. Through death. To present you. To present you. To present me. To present you holy. Hallelujah. Amen. To present me holy. To present you holy. In myself, I'm not holy. You look at me and you don't see no holy thing about me. But if I'm in him, I'm holy this morning. If you're in him this morning, you're holy this morning. I just see the outside. The real you is on the inside. To present you holy and unblameable. Hallelujah. In him, we're unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Amen. Again, the prophet of God said it like this on modern events. He said, but the real ordained of God. How many believe you're the real ordained of God this morning? Amen. That real gene. He said that real germ. A soul of God that was in God before the foundation of the world. Amen. He said, remember you that's really got the Spirit of God in you tonight. How many's really got the Spirit of God in them? He said, remember you that's really got the Spirit of God in you tonight. You were hearing Christ because he was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. God in Christ reconciling the world to himself. He says, do you believe that? Look, he was in Christ. Then if you are in God, a gene, a word, an attribute from the beginning, then you walked with him. Whew. Amen, Brother Charlie, I walked with him when he was here. He said, you walked with him on earth. You suffered with him on earth. Amen, you died with him at Calvary. Amen. But that didn't end there. You rose with him again. And now you're sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen, communing with him, the word, as it feeds your soul. Amen. Amen. I'm communing with him, the word, as it feeds my soul this morning. I'm feeding off the unfailing body word of the Son of Man. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And we live. He said, as it feeds your soul, that man shall live by every word that proceedeth out of his mouth. Amen. Now let's look at some of this morning. Let's look at the love letter. Real quick. Amen. On Jehovah Jireh 1961, Brother Branham says it like this. She's talking about Sister Meadie. She writes me a letter. Dear Beerly, I'm sitting here tonight. I just got the children to bed. I washed today. I've done so-and-so. The phone's rung over 300 times, people asking where you're at. I'm thinking much of you. That's what she's writing. But you know, I can read between the lines. And I know what she means because I love her. He said, that's the way you know the love book of God. Amen. The love book of God. Reason it's so complicated to people, you're not in love with Christ. Oh, God, help us this morning. He said, the reason it's so complicated with you, to you, you're not in love with Christ. Amen. If I can become in love with Christ this morning, it won't be so complicated to me. Amen. He said, the reason it's so complicated to your people, you're not in love with Christ. You said it contradicts itself. And all this, you're just not in love with the author. That's all. It's a love letter. Amen. He said, you're just not in love with the author. Who's the author of that book? You said, well, men wrote on it as they was moved on by the Spirit of God. Amen. He's the one that wrote it through men. And he said, you're just not in love with the author. I want to come in love with the author this morning. Amen. And if I become in love with the author, amen, then I'll know what he's talking about. I can read between the lines because I'm in love with him and him with me. And I can read between the lines and know what he's talking about. Amen. I don't know how many in here this morning likes to read. I know my son-in-law, my daughter, they all like to read. My oldest grandson, he likes to read. And you know, if you like to read, you know, my daughter homeschools my grandchildren, and she taught the oldest one, he's 8 years old now, taught him how to read when he was 4 years old, and it just opened up a whole new world for him. Yeah. Amen. It just opens up, when you learn to read, it just opened up a whole new world for you. Amen. And so they begin to read and everything. And in fact, one time we was taking a trip with them, and they was in the back seat, and I didn't hear a word because they was reading in the back seat. Quietest trip I ever took. Amen. So anyway, he said, you're just, but if you check out books, especially in the, if you ever wouldn't like now, they made it so easy you can get a Kindle, get on that. But if you ever notice sometimes, and if you're checking out a book, especially in the library, in the front of that book, it says about the author. And if you learn something about the author and know a little bit about the author, if you ever read more books that author wrote, you'll know what, how he writes, how the ending's going to be, how it starts and everything. What about Christ? Amen. Amen. The author of this book. Amen. The author of this love letter. Amen. I want to fall in love with him and get to know a little bit more about him. Amen. And I know how he operates. I know how he thinks. Amen. Because I actually got the mind of Christ. And I can know how he thinks. And it was so great that he let us know what was on the back part of his mind. And this hour that we're living in. Amen. It's become a whole new book, the prophet of God said. Whew. Again, Abraham. 1955. He said, listen, first you got to be born again of the Spirit of God. If you're not, you'll never understand the Word of God. God has said so. God said, I've hid this Bible from the wise and prudent and will reveal it to babes such as will believe. If you want to get anything from God, how many wants to get something from God? He said, just be a baby. Amen. Open up the Bible. Amen. Fall in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. So this morning, amen, I want to open up his word and fall in love with him. Or if you're not in love with him this morning, I pray and hope that before you leave this building this morning, we can fall in love with Jesus. Amen. We can fall in love with Christ. And sometimes, amen, I like, amen, as, like I preached last night, sometimes I just feel like falling in love all over with him again. It's his love letter. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, Jehovah Jireh, 1956. He said, now that's the way it is with God. Not because you know so much, but because you love him. And he loves you. Sit down and read his love letter. He'll speak to you right between the letters. The real context is in the text. and the context is revealed by the Holy Ghost. Oh, that would make a Methodist shout. Amen. He said that would make a Methodist shout. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He said that would make a Methodist shout. Amen. You pray for me. This past Monday night, I had a privilege to speak. And there's this guy that I work with, and he's a Baptist pastor. And so right around the end of August, he said, hey, I'm going to have some meetings, a three-day meeting at my church toward the end of September. I said, I'd like you to come and preach Monday night. I said, well, you prayed about it. He said, yeah, I have, and I want you to come. So we went over there Monday night. And we preached, amen. And I began, somebody said, David, I've never seen you sweat that way at work. Amen. But I said, oh, that's all right. Amen. And I said, now I'm going to read these statements. And they were written by what I believe was a prophet of God. Amen. I ain't ashamed of what I believe. Amen. It's become an open book to me. Amen. The seals have been broke loose. Amen. Hallelujah. And I found out my name was on the book. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So you just pray with me. Amen. I've been kind of talking to them a little bit. Amen. So you just pray with me. I don't know. You never know, but they're going to have to give an account for what I tell them. And I want to make sure that I know that I'm telling them the right thing. Amen. In fact, I had to go and preach help with my aunt's funeral toward the end of August, and so this her pastor, Baptist minister, standing right there, he said, would you like to come and preach for us sometime? I said, well, if just you call me, and I'll be glad to. Amen. So never know. Amen. I've heard several people here lately going to preach for different churches. You never know, brothers and sisters. They're going to have a stand and give an account, and they won't say, hey, on that day, they won't say, we never did know. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, that'll make a Methodist shout. Think of it, brother. How? That is right. That's right. See, it's a love letter, a love affair between you and your maker, and he will reveal it to you as you have need of. Amen. I want to be faithful. Amen. And walk in that light as he is the light. Amen. They told me back in the old days when they used to walk by lantern light that they couldn't get ahead of the light, because if they got ahead of the light, they would fall in a ditch. Amen. And if they got to lagging behind, they would fall in a ditch. But they had to stay right with the light. I want to stay right with the light as he reveals light to me, and be faithful and walk in that light. Then he'll reveal more to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He'll reveal to me as I have need of it. Whew. Again, talking about the love letter, Christ the Mystery, 1963. See, but God's great mystery, what the eternal God had as a mystery, how now been unfolded in Jesus Christ. Then was given out down to his church. What was once in God's mind is now in the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. Jesus making love to the church, his bride. Hallelujah. I believe I'm a part of it. Amen. Me and Brother Gary was talking, coming up the road, church this morning. We're just talking, and you know, like I said, that Baptist guy, and I don't know how they think or how they operate. Amen. Because, hey, I've been in this just about practically all my life, and I don't know how some of them operate and think. I know, I believe there's some genuine out there that's got maybe a little bit of something, amen? But I don't know, but me and you, we know what it is, amen? And we constantly think about these things, amen? And I was talking to Gary about my dad, and said, me and my wife plan on flying home to Texas Christmas, and said, my dad, I don't know if he'll know me or not. And you know, sometimes I hate to go and face it. You know, and if the Lord should tarry, all of us is going to have to face something like that one of these days. Unless we get out of here in a body. And that's what I'm hoping for. That's what I'm trusting in God here. That I can take my wife by the hand. Amen. And we get out of here together in a body change. But until then, we got to keep pressing. But I don't know how they think. But at night, I think, I say, God, if I miss it. The scripture says if you can handle it, if you can keep up with the soldiers, amen, what when the horses come? Amen. He said, well, listen, if I don't make it in the rapture, I'll get my act together and surely I'll make it in the tribulation. Oh God, if you can't make it now, how about it when the tribulation comes? Amen. And I think about them things sometimes, Brother Jim. I don't know how they think, but me and you have been privileged to know what was on God's mind. It ought to make us fall in love with Him that much more. Thank you, God. You didn't have to call me, but you did. You didn't have to choose me. Out of the millions, out of the billions, He chose you. To let you realize the hour and the day that you're living in. Oh, that ought to make us fall in love with Him all over again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. He said, you know, he said, his bride whispering secrets to her. You know how you tell your wife things? You know the little girl you're going to marry? You love her so much you just tell her the secrets. And get her up next to you. And love you and everything. You know how it is. That's what Christ is doing to the church. See? He's letting her know the secrets. Just the secrets. Not these flirters. I mean his wife. See? Oh my. Love letter. Falling in love with him. Let's look at the courtship now. Hey man. This all right this morning? Let's look at the courtship. The token message. Amen. 1963. Listen to what he says. He said, love, love, love him. He said, see what it's done for you? It's by love. And love brings obedience. Love brings courtship. Love brings marriage. That's where we're headed. The marriage supper of the Lamb. I can hear my Savior calling that he loves me too. Amen. I can hear him calling this morning. Amen. He's calling, come up. Come up. Amen. Into this perfect word. Come up. I can hear my theophany calling me. Amen. It's a calling me. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, doors in the door. 1965. He said, but see, it's the church. It's like the church has to pass through the hall of critics. We go, you're going to be called Holy Roller. You're going to be called everything, but if you can only hold your position in Christ, then someday he'll take us to the hall of fame. But first we got to stand criticism. That's where the littleness of us stands. That's where it shows. He cannot stand, he that cannot stand chastisement is an illegitimate child and not a child of God. No matter how much he's joined church and whatever he's done, he's still, if he cannot stand chastisement, he's illegitimate and he's not a real child of God. But a real genuine child of God don't care what the world says. Everything else is secondary. Amen. I hope this morning that everything else this morning is secondary. Amen. Your ball games are secondary. Amen. Amen. Everything else, your job's secondary. Amen. But this word of God, it'll live on forever. Amen. He said he's got in his mind, he got his mind on Christ, and that settles it. Yes, whatever Christ says, he'll do it. Whatever Christ says, he'll do it. Amen. Hallelujah. What did Naomi tell Ruth? And told her how, what was going to happen. Amen. Said, hey, Boaz ain't going to rest till his kinsman work is over with. Till his redeeming work is over with. Said, he's not going to rest. Amen. And Ruth said, well, and she told, Naomi told Ruth what to do. And you know what Ruth said? All thou sayest, I'll do. Amen. He's told me and you what to do. Amen. And all thou sayest, I'm going to do it. Amen. How do you like me? I like you, sisters. I like your dresses below your knees, where you're sitting, where you're standing. All thou sayest, I'll do. I'll do it. I'll do it, Lord. How do you like me walk? I like your walk to be holy, holy unto the Lord. I'll do it, Lord. Amen. I'll do it, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever, wherever the Lamb goes, they're with him. Wherever. And then you see his appearing, his presence, and what he does. He's always with his people, his bride. He's courting her. Someday there's going to be a wedding supper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's look at the engagement. Amen. Brother Branham said on Revelations chapter 4, part 1, 1960. Listen what he says. And isn't that just exactly what they say today? How could a bunch of holy rollers, a bunch of people that can hardly write their own name, how could they ever be the church? How would a group like that ever be? Well, that's just all right. When we got engaged and felt that betrothal kiss of Jesus on our hearts to take away our sins, something tells us he's coming back again. Amen. And they sung that song, he's coming back just like he said. Amen. He's coming back for me. I got his ring on. Amen. I've been engaged to him. I've been betrothed to him. Amen. And he's coming back. You remember that story that the prophet told about that man that came down from Chicago looking for a wife? Made a promise to the girl. Oh, she wasn't much to look at like the other girls were there. But he found character in her. Amen. And said, I'm coming back in a year. Said, I'm going to prepare a place and I'm going to come back and receive you again. Amen. And that whole year, amen, all they made fun of her, but she took what she made and began to make herself ready, began to prepare herself. Amen. When it was almost about the time for him to come, oh, they begin to harass her. They begin to make all kinds of names, call her all kinds of names, but she had the promise. Amen. We got a promise. Amen. He said he's coming back just like he said. He did 1963. Amen. He came back. Amen. Open up to us the Word of God. Amen. Chose a bride. Amen. With character that was like his character. That's why Elijah went to that widow woman. Why? Because she was of the same caliber as Elijah was. That's why he came to me and you this morning. Because he realized that me and you was of the same caliber as Malachi 4 was. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. She began to hear, amen, them wheels of that wagon. The horse is beating. Amen. On the ground. Amen. She lit out that door. Amen. Come away with me. Well, one of these days, we're going to hear the sound. Amen. The rapture is upon us. Amen. We're getting out. Don't look for me because I'm going to be gone. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Again, he says on oneness, 1962. Now the church now is engaged to Christ for the wedding. The wedding has never been performed yet. It will be at the wedding supper. Amen. It said it will be at the wedding supper of the Lamb. So you see, the church is now engaged. And you said the church. He said, you see that the church is now engaged, like a man engaged to his wife. What does he do while they're engaged? He just bestowing all kinds of things. Send her presence, making her feel good. Well, that's what Christ is doing to his church. He's sending us gifts of the Spirit. How can you be engaged then when you're denying these gifts exist? It's the very love tokens. It's God's token to the church. Jesus said so. These signs shall follow them that believe. Amen. Amen. It's his love tokens to us. So, Brother Charlie, I want everything that God's got for me. Every little gift he's got for me. I want it. Amen. And I ain't going to deny none of them. Amen. I want every one that God's got for me. Amen. Don't you? Amen. He said, wouldn't it be awful for a lady to deny those gifts that man that she was engaged to? That means you wouldn't want to be his wife. Amen. I don't want to deny or denounce any of them. Again, in the same message, he said, now keep those things in mind. The church must believe every word, every promise, every iota, and claim it for themselves. I'm claiming every promise for myself this morning. Amen. I'm claiming I'm healed this morning. Amen. If you're sick, claim it with me this morning. Claim I'm delivered this morning. Amen. I'm overcomer this morning. I'm a Christian this morning. I'm the bride of Christ this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Everything, I'm claiming it for me. And exercise themselves in it. Amen. That's what I want to do, exercise myself in it. If I'm down this morning, amen, I'm coming to the church with a smile on my face, with a praise on my heart, with a song on my lips, and saying, God, if nobody worships you, I'm going to worship you. If nobody wants to make love to you, I'm going to make love to you. If nobody wants to talk to you, Lord, I'm going to talk to you. If nobody wants to worship you, Lord, I'm going to worship you. That's how you give the devil a black eye. Amen. Raise your hands when you don't feel like raising your hands. Amen. Shout when you don't feel like shouting. Dance when you don't feel like dancing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's been a lot of times when I didn't feel like going to church. My wife the other day, she said, David, I got such an awful headache. She said, I don't even feel like going. Amen. But she said, you know what? I'm going to go anyway. Amen. Heaven came down. Hallelujah. Amen. When you've done your all, the greater the sacrifice, the greater the blessing. Amen. When you've done your best. Hallelujah. I want to give him my best. Amen. So he says, exercise. If I was engaged to a girl and I was a single man, I'd send her something, an engagement ring, she wouldn't wear it, then that shows she doesn't believe me. She doesn't want to be my bride. And if Christ sends his church the gifts that he promised and they refused him and they're not so, they don't want to be the bride of Christ. They're espoused to some other lover and not to Christ. Oh, this morning I don't want to be espoused to some other lover, but I want to be espoused to my husband. Amen. And that's Christ the Word. For the hour and the day that we're living in. Amen. He said, and not to Christ, the bridegroom. So the real church keeps the promise and keeps all and accepts the gifts that God sends. He says, all right. Amen. So now we're going to look at the marriage certificate and the wedding band. Whew. Amen. He said, on the invisible union of the bride, 1965. He said, now your old book is gone with your old union. Now your name in your O in your has been transferred. Now you say, do you mean to tell me that my old book, God put it in his sea of forgetfulness? You stand perfectly before God. Hallelujah. He put it in the sea of forgiveness under his blood. You stand perfect before God. Amen. I stand perfect before God. You stand perfect before God. Amen. You stand perfect in him. Like I said, I might not see no holiness about you, but in him you're holy tonight, this morning. Amen. In him you're unblameable. In him you're unreprovable. Amen. It's like Jack Cole one time said his mother got saved. Amen. And they was in the supermarket and they was shot. All of a sudden Jack heard his mother on the other side said, glory to God. Hallelujah. Went over there and said, Mama, what's wrong with you? He said, you see this can of tomatoes? You see that red label? He said, it reminds me of the blood of Jesus Christ. And all of a sudden, they both got to shouting. Ran up down that grocery store with them carts, giving praise to God, giving vent to the way they feel. Felt, amen. When Jack came to, he was standing at the butcher's counter. Amen. That old butcher was crying, took that old bloody apron, wiped the tears and sweat from his face and said, you've been down there that tent revival. So my wife's down there, went down there, she's got saved, and I can't live with her now. And right there, he gave his heart to Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Under the blood, perfect. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He dropped it in his sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered no more. I might remember, you might remember, but God can't remember. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. Amen. Said, you stand perfectly. Now your name is now in the new book. None in the book of life, but the Lamb's book of life. What the Lamb redeemed, not the old book of your natural union. Amen. But your new bride. Hallelujah. Your new life is in the Lamb's book of life. Your marriage certificate. Hallelujah. Where your true eternal germ from the beginning takes hold. And something on the way down, in the way down in the inside of the inside, anchors. It says, amen. Amen. I might not understand it, but amen. Hallelujah. Again, visible union. He said, now notice, you're not only that, but you're going to the wedding in the wedding sky. And you're wearing the wedding band of predestinated, unmerited grace. Thank you, Lord. Predestinated, unmerited grace. A wedding band of grace, unmerited of your own. God did it himself. He knew you before the foundation of the world. So he slipped the wedding band on you there. Put your name on the book. He said, what a thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Praise our God. What a thanksgiving. I know this is not Thanksgiving, but hey, what a thanksgiving. Amen. What a union. Amen. What a celebration. Amen. That he put our name, it was there before the foundation of the world. He knew me, yet he loved me. Talking about a love story. It's the greatest love story of all. Amen. Again, listen what he says. Second coming of the Lord, 1955-7. He said, in those days they didn't have wedding rings. They had a tablet, they call it tablet. They put on their head. It had 10 coins. And it went all around their head. And that was a sign they was a married woman. And no man was to fool with them. No boys was to flirt with them. They were married. Each of those coins, and we can only have time, but I haven't. I'm going to try to keep my word as close as possible. I can tell you what each one of those coins meant. It was placed in there, and each coin meant a certain virtue of that woman. The first meaning her love to her husband. Second, her pledge of virtue to live clean for him. And the third and fourth and fifth on to the ninth and tenth. He says it again. If you want to look it up, same message. If you want to look it up, look in Galatians 5. You found out that woman represented the church. And the church is an espoused wife to Christ. And the tablet that the church is supposed to wear is found in Galatians 5, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, gentleness, patience. That is the tablet that's supposed to be worn in the church. Brotherly love, kindness, fellowship. Oh, hallelujah. I want to make sure I got it all on. Amen. Every one of them. Oh, help me, Lord. Amen. Remember that woman in the Bible. She lost one. Amen. And she began to go and sweep their house till she could find that one that came up and said, what about us? I want to look over every crook and cranny. Amen. Took over every cobweb and everything and make sure I got everything along. Make sure I'm dressed in his word this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, he says, blasphemous names. Then what does he do when he gives me the Holy Ghost? He sets you out in a separate place to yourself. Marks you, see? You're a different person then. You're not of the world no more. See, you're clothed different. You're dressed different. Not this outside dress. No, no. You don't have to be odd and peculiar and collar turned around and a long ceremony light. No, no. You don't need that. You dress physically like this. It's just this spiritual dress that counts. The wedding garment's been put on you. What you are, like Jesus. Again, he says, the seventh seal, 1963. We can see the elements ready to bring it back. We can see the elements ready to bring the church into the presence of Christ. We can see the bride taking on the form, putting the wedding garment on, making ready. We can see the lights of flickering. We know we're at the end. Oh, brothers and sisters, we see it. We're at the end, my friends. Now let's look at the marriage ceremony. Amen. He said, now the next thing on the message, question and answers, 1964. He said, now the next thing is to happen is the Jewish or the Gentile elected bride to be caught up with the rest of the Gentile elected bride. That's been down through the ages. Be caught up in the presence of Christ in the heavens. The dead raises. The ones that's alive and remain is changed. And they're caught up together in air to meet the Lord then. And the wedding ceremony in glory. After that has caught up into the skies, Jesus returns on the earth and makes himself known to his people in the top of, like Joseph, made himself known to his brothers and his wife. No Gentiles was present. Nobody but Joseph alone when he made himself known to his brethren. All understand that now? Again, Feast of the Trumpets, or the first seal, excuse me, 1963. He said he has taken a Gentile bride and will take her from here to the palace, to his father's house in glory for the wedding supper, and will slip back down to make himself known to his brethren. The 144,000, see, there he stands. And remember, look at the symbols perfectly. Brothers and sisters, we're going somewhere, ain't we? Yes, again, he says, on the rapture, 1965. He said, and the trumpet, with the sound of the trumpet. And when it does, it always, a trumpet called Israel to the feast of the trumpet. See, which was the Pentecostal feast, the great feast in the sky, and the feast of the trumpets. And now a trumpet denounced a calling together, calling to the feast. And now the Lamb's supper in the sky, the assembling together in the bride, the feast of the trumpets, the wedding supper. He's called us to a feast. He's called us to a wedding supper. Again, he said, on question answers, 1964, he said he sent his wife in the palace. That's the time the bride will be in the palace in glory at that time. Then Jesus makes himself known to the Jews, see, after the wedding ceremony. The 3.5 years and Jacob's trouble, that 3.5 years, the end of the 70th week of Daniel, the Messiah is to be cut off in the midst of. And he prophesied 3.5 years and was cut off. Then there's 3.5 years left yet for the prophets, Moses and Elijah. And then at the end of that 70 days, and yet is yet determined upon the people, as Daniel said, then at the end of the 70 days, Jesus will make himself known to them. He's the prince that should come to the Jews, see? Again, he says, we take, for instance, the marriage for union. We find out that the marriage, we find the courtship and the agreements, then the marriage, that should settle it for all time. Now that the same thing is with Christ, the church, see, a courtship, God calling to her hearts. We surrender the marriage ceremony, and the bride takes the bridegroom's name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let's look at the honeymoon. You know, in a wedding, there's the bride and the groom. They do their part. They say their vows, say I do and all that. And you know, the minister says you can kiss the bride, pronounce a man a wife. That you can kiss the bride. And there's guests at that wedding. But after it's all said and done, the bride and the bridegroom go on the honeymoon. The guest is left behind. God help us. Lord, I don't want to be left behind. I don't want to be part of the, I want to be one of his bride. Help me, Lord. Help me, Father. Oh, God. There's going to be somebody. We may face facts. There's going to be somebody that's left behind. God help us this morning. As much as we know, as long as we've been around, that God help us this morning. Oh, what a love story. Listen to what he said. Future home. He said, help us, Lord. He said, if there's one here that is called to this wedding supper of the Lamb, the 1,000 years of millennium reign, and to then enter into the city after the honeymoon is over. The millennium is merely the honeymoon. Then the bride takes his bridegroom, takes his bride home. It's hers, her bridegroom, his bride. Oh, he's going to prepare a house since he's become engaged. May we be true to him. Who is the Word? For he is the Word, regardless of how others try to sass us, keep us away from it. Lord, draw me nearer. Amen. Amen. Draw me nearer, Lord. Again, he's talking about the honeymoon, future home. He's in the future home, the groom and the bride. He's coming back to the wedding supper. Amen. He's coming back. He said it's going to be the 3.5 days, then return again in the millennium on our honeymoon. And then he's going to bring the city into view. He's like the bridegroom taking his bride to her surprise. Amen. He's coming back. Now let's look at our future home. On the message, The Future Home, 1964, Brother Brown says it like this. He said, now notice, Jesus said, John 14 now, go and prepare a place. Oh, what will it look like? Did you ever think now? Bride, what it will look like? How many has ever thought these things? Surely we all have. We've all thought these things. He said, what will it look like? It is prepared and designed by the divine architect. Now, I don't know if there's any architects in the building this morning or not, but hey, I don't know too much about reading blueprints or anything, but there's somebody, you know how you read them, and he said, it's designed and prepared by the divine architect. Hallelujah. It's prepared and designed by the divine architect. Hallelujah. Oh, now listen. What will that city look like? There, we're going to talk about it for a few minutes. He says the divine architect has prepared it, designed it, and look, it's designed with tender hands for his beloved bride. He's designed it, amen, Brother Charlie, for me and you, his bride, by his tender hands. Hallelujah. He's designed it. Now listen to what he says. He said, what's it going to look like? Could you imagine a man marrying a wife that's able, how he builds and puts every little thing just exactly to her touch? Just what she like. He goes, amen. Now, I've never built a house, probably can't. But if you ever build a house and maybe for, you know, maybe your wife and she'd come in and say, well, now I want the kitchen this way. And you want it just to her touch. And I want it this way. And maybe the man said, well, the husband said, well, I like a den and I like it this way. And it's just to their touch, the way they like it. Well, he knows what me and you like. Amen. The divine architect. And he's designed it to me and your touch. Amen. He's designed it the way me and you like it. Amen. Like I said, you may not like some things I like, I may not like, but he's designed it the way I like it. He's designed it the way you like it. Amen. Again, listen what he says. He said, now the divine architect has designed a new city where he will live with his bride, just to her touch. No wonder the apostle said, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, or neither has it entered into the heart of man. Let's see if we can probe into it just for a moment. See what it's going to look like. The divine architect has designed this for his beloved, see. Oh, what a place it must be when divine nature, a divine architect, has designed it for a divine attribute. Amen. Him, the divine architect, has designed it for me, for you, a divine attribute. Amen. What a love story. Amen. He's designed it for a divine attribute that's been divinely predestinated by a divine God. Hallelujah. Who is the author of divine love or divine life. Hallelujah. So the divine architect has prepared it for a divine attribute. You're looking at a divine attribute. I'm looking at divine attributes this morning. And my divine architect has prepared it for me, his divine attribute that's been divinely predestinated. He knew I'd be here. He knew you'd be here. He knew you would say amen to the word. Amen. He knew you'd say that's right to the word. Oh, you might not understand it. Like I said, you might not can dot every I and cross every T, but you can say amen to the word. Something on the inside says that's right. That's right. Hallelujah, that's right. And something in there makes you want to live right and do right. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, in the future home, listen what he says. He said, how the little bride stands there in awe as she looks at her future home. Oh, Brother Harry, you ever been somewhere? I'd sit like this, so it's going on tape, and my wife watches it or listens or archives it. And she's been wanting me, and I've been wanting to. She wants me to take her, and a lot of y'all might have been to the Biltmore. And I guess it's lovely, different times of the season. They say it's just beautiful. And me and her had a privilege a couple years ago about almost three years ago now, we was out in Tucson and Phoenix doing some services, preaching, and we got to go up to Flagstaff and up there, and we got to go to the Grand Canyon. And you know, just driving along, and all of a sudden, what grandeur, what splendor. But you know what? That's just nothing when we stand there and see that city. Hallelujah. Oh, how the prophet said at that time when he said sitting around that table thousands of miles long. Oh my, me and you are there. Battle-scarred veterans. Hallelujah. Oh, we've been through the battle. We've been through trouble. We've been through difficulty. But we're sitting at that table thousands of miles long. And the king comes out and wipes the tears from our eyes. Said, don't cry no more. It's all over. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Oh, what a day that'll be. What a day. I'm looking forward to that day. Now, a couple more things and we'll close. Let's look. Greater love hath no man. Listen to what he said. Bombing Gilead, 1959. He said, and a good evening to all the servants of Christ, present and in the radio land. It's a privilege for me to come tonight speaking to this fine audience. And I've often wondered what I would do if I held in a charger, cup, a glass, as we'd call it, two drops. He said, just two drops of the little blood of the Lord Jesus. He said, I've often thought if I would be granted that privilege of packing two drops of the little blood of the Lord. I thought, my, wouldn't that be a privilege? He said, just two drops in a cup. He said, I'd have a privilege of packing the little blood of the Lord. He said, how I would hold that to my heart, walk so humbly and slowly, and watch in every step that I would not drop it or spill it in any way. Wouldn't you feel the same way if you just had two drops? Amen. Now he said, but then as I was thinking that, tonight I have before me in the sight of the Lord a greater price than two drops of the little blood of our Lord. I have the purchase of his blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, he said, I could, Brother Bab, he said, two drops. He said, I walk ever so slowly, so humbly, so I wouldn't spill it. He said, I was thinking that. But tonight, I got greater. In front of me, this morning, is the purchase of that blood. Hallelujah. Oh, what a love story. Listen, he said, I have the purchase of his blood, his people, that he gave his blood, that his people might live. So he thought more of his people. Oh, you may be sitting here this morning. You may say, I'm just a nobody. Brother Donnie don't know me. Brother so-and-so don't know me. Brother David don't know me. So-and-so don't know me. I never got to shake the pastor's hand. I never got to do this. But listen. So he thought more of his people than he did his own life. So tonight or this morning, whether you think you're nobody or if you think you're somebody, he thinks more of you than he did his own life. Amen. He gave his life that his people could live. I hold this, my audience tonight, in the greatest respects because it's the purchase of his blood. Amen. It's the purchase of the blood of the Lord. I thought, hallelujah. Again, question and answers, 1964. He said, sometimes I may have to answer. It may hurt. It may scratch. And I don't mean it to be that way. I'm answering it with one purpose. As I said, Christ before me, and I got to remember that it's him that I've got to get an account for. So my first love is to him. My second love is to you people. And so his church that he's purchased with his own blood. And he really loves you. Oh, listen to this, church. You know, the devil can get us to think that Christ don't love us. He's got us whipped. But I just come to tell you this morning that we got the greatest love story of all. And the prophet God said, them two drops, I'd walk so carefully, but I got his purchased of his blood before me. And he said, here, he said, I got to give an account. He said, my first love is to him, my second love to you people. And so his church that he's purchased with his own blood, and he really loves you more than he loved himself, because he gave himself for you. You're the purchased of his blood. And I handle it just as careful and sincere as I know how. But then in doing it, sometime you may think that was a very rude remark. It's so blunt that I'm doing it with him in my mind to try to make everybody see that it must be this way. It's not anything to hurt or no more than just to make sure that the people gets it. And I hope everybody receives it in that way. And here we find out what is on our minds. But he said, he really loves you more than he loved himself, because he gave himself for you. What a love story. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You love him this morning? Hallelujah. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, many things we looked at this morning, Father. Oh, what a love story. Brother Brandon said, what a thanksgiving. Lord, that you loved us so much, Lord, that even before this world came into existence, by your foreknowledge, you predestinated a people that would be here this morning saying amen to your word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I'm glad and privileged and honored, Lord, that I can count myself to be a part of your purchased, of your blood. Thank you this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What a love story. What a love story. Oh, you loved us so much, Lord, that, Lord, even the prophet said, if I could hold two drops, I would walk and humble, try not to spill any of it. But said he thought more of us than he did his own blood, because he gave his life for me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, that makes me want to serve you with all my heart, Lord. Just to know, Lord, that you love me, that you care for me. Thank you, Lord. If we could just sing Brother Harry What a Day That Will Be. Amen. Let's just sing it. Amen. Let's just worship God. Amen. You love him this morning. Amen. Let's just sing it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Go ahead, brother. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, what.
Oh, let's just worship him.
When my Jesus I shall see.
Oh, hallelujah.
And I look upon his face.
Yes, Lord.
The one who saved me by his grace. And when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day,
yes,
glorious day that will be. Oh, there is coming
a
day.
Thank you, Lord.
When no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky. That will be. Oh. shall see.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
And I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be. Oh, there'll be no sorrows there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness and no pain, no more poverty. And I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, oh, what a day, glorious day. I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, oh, what a day, glorious day that will be.
Amen. Hallelujah. I wonder if we can sing Brother Aaron's Sunday school song, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. Brother Brown said he really loves you. You're the purchased of his blood this morning. He really loves us. Let's just sing it. Amen.
Oh, Jesus loves me, this I know. Oh, the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Oh, Jesus loves me. He who died, heaven's gate to open wide.
Love.
loves me. The Bible tells me so.
As you're playing that softly, why don't you turn around, shake somebody's hand, and tell them, friend, brother, sister, whoever it may be, Jesus loves you. Amen. Hallelujah. Young people, Jesus loves you. Moms, dads, Jesus loves you. Amen. Brother Harry, Jesus loves you. Amen. Jesus loves you.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Jesus loves you this morning. Turn the service back, Brother Aaron. Lord bless you this morning. Amen.
Amen. Let's just the Lord has our praise this morning. Amen. Let's just sing this morning as we go. Brother David opened with that poem or with that story read. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Amen. How many's gonna fight? The song says, if we must fight, let us fight. For we're soldiers in the army. Amen. God bless you this morning as you go. Amen. Just enjoy the rest of your day. Amen. Just keep him, amen, in your thoughts and before you this evening. Amen.
Oh, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Oh, if I pray, let me pray in the army of the Lord. If I pray, let me pray in the army of the Lord. If I pray, let me pray in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Oh, if I sing, let me sing in the army of the Lord. If I sing, let me sing in the army of the Lord. If I sing, let me sing in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Oh, if I die, let me die in the army of the Lord. If I die, let me die.